Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for allowing me a few moments to address you as members of the Diocese of Wichita and citizens of the state of Kansas. As you are all well aware, the Value Them Both Amendment for Life is up for a vote on Tuesday, August 2nd. Value Them Both is prompting an assault from the abortion industry on the dignity of women and preborn life, unlike anything we have ever experienced. Millions of dollars from outside Kansas are being used to flood the airwaves with blatant misinformation and outright deceptions, leaving many people, including some Catholics, confused. Here's the truth of the matter. Your yes vote on Value Them Both is needed to restore common sense regulations to the industry of abortion that exists to destroy human life at its earliest stage, in the womb. Your yes vote is needed on Value Them Both because it will save many preborn babies and offer support to their mothers, the kind of support that encourages them to welcome the child of their womb and to help them care for those children. Here in Kansas, we have the honor and responsibility to help write the first chapter of history of the United States in a post-Roe v. Wade era. The abortion industry knows this, and that is why we are suffering these attacks. We are fortified, though, by our faith and the truth that it proclaims that all life is sacred from the moment of conception until natural death. It is our duty, therefore, to live and promote this fundamental truth in our society. That is why it is imperative that you vote. I therefore respectfully and humbly implore you to vote yes on Value Them Both. I also ask that we pray. Prayer will help us in our hour of need. On August 1st, the day before the election, I want to invite you to make visits to our churches and adoration chapels to pray for the successful passage of Value Them Both. I commend our pastors who have already or will be scheduling special times of prayer and adoration for this purpose. I also ask that you and I pray the rosary at this time and until the election is over for the passage of this amendment. The rosary, second only to the Eucharist, is our greatest weapon to confront the evils of our times. Together, let us implore the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the patroness and protector of our diocese, who will help us to bring victory and protection to mothers and their preborn children. Finally, my dear friends, remember that your vote is your voice, but as faithful citizens and members of the family of God, I ask you to use your voice for the most vulnerable members of our human family, the unborn, and in doing so, to remember the words of Jesus who said, "What you did for the least of your brothers and sisters, you did for me." Jesus also said, "Do not be afraid." Let us go forth then without fear to defend and save life by passing the Value Them Both Amendment in the state of Kansas. Thank you, and God bless you all.